Ramble.
Yavi Gates. This is... I can't do it. Because I didn't know what I was going to say. Let me try it again. You ready?
Yeah, go, go, go.
Guten Morgen. Wait, what do you even say? Now I don't even know.
I mean, the easy one is just to say hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello. This is Fluleborg, and you're listening to... Now, what do you actually say?
It's hello.
I've listened to this a million times, and now I don't know what you actually say.
Oh, I go, hello, I am Fluleborg.
Oh, yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Hello, I am Fluleborg, and it is now... Ticky-tocky, ticky-tocky, boom time, what? Ticky-tocky, ticky-tocky, boom time, what?
Boom time!
Hey, everyone, it's Fluleborg, and I'm here with Alex Simmons, who is a very sassy director, just 3 decimeters away from me.
Hey, guys. I'm really happy to be here. Flula, you're so confusing.
I am in no way offended at your impression of me. So basically, I'm just like a dumpy potato that...
What?
And for those of you not in the studio, Flula's chin could not go more soft. So I have like a soft chin too, apparently, is what you're saying.
I don't get it. I don't get it, Flula. What do you mean, Flula?
It's like a Brad Garrett impression.
Yeah. Who's Brad Garrett?
He's like the brother on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, that Yeah.
Great actor. But
I love that. I'm releasing a video that does impersonation of this man in 2 days. I love that you have timed it like this. Yeah.
So today, we're starting a new thing on the podcast.
Oh, what is it, Alex?
We're going to be talking about what we're into. And
that was, sorry, that was a weird sound.
No, that was sexy. It was very sexy.
That was weird.
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the things out there in the world, the art, TV shows, movies, food that we're into right now.
Okay.
Our recs to how to make your life a little better by consuming these things.
Are we putting our recs in effect?
I hope that you don't shake your rump too much. Because that's what I call the rump shaker.
Mm.
Yeah. Didn't they do rump shaker?
Fine. Yeah. Fine. Fine.
All I wanna do is my zoom 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 and a boom boom.
Boom sugar.
I'm getting worse at looping pedals.
There's something wrong
with
you.
I was better a month ago.
What happened?
I don't understand. I think there's something happening.
But before we get into what we're into,
yeah,
you and me, him and you, what we're into, him and me, two dudes. How about me, you, and two dudes with the me. And this is what we're into.
Oh, with the Concord song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If
yeah.
you only knew
what I'm into.
What I'm into.
Yeah.
That series was so brilliant.
Flight of the Concords.
It makes me angry how good it was.
I don't watch it for this reason.
I rewatch it all the time, and it's just so good. And it's also so good because it had to be limited. There was no way they could just keep making that show forever because... those songs took so much effort, and they worked on those songs for so long, and they're so perfect, and they just clearly, really, really worked on them for years of practicing them, playing them together, performing them.
Polishing, improving.
Yeah. So the songs as a starting point were so good, deceptively simple, and then the show executed so perfectly, and they played off each other so well, and it was a perfect combination of... Anyways, we're talking about Flight of the Conchords.
Which is what you're into.
Yeah. And they had a TV series on HBO last decade.
Season 2, they said, was very difficult because they're like, wait, we took 10 years to write these, 8 songs. And now we need to write 8 or whatever songs in 6 weeks? It's impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot do it.
Yeah. Anyways, that is a thing I'm into still. Is the Flight of the Conchords series on HBO. There's 2 seasons to go watch. You can go catch up on them anytime.
My most favorite of the songs is Hippopotamus versus Rhinoceros. It's very good.
Yeah.
I wish I could upload. I've made a nice homage of it.
Yeah.
I would like to upload it, but I think it will get immediately said, hey, no more of that. That's illegal, says, you know,
I don't know.
Whoever.
I mean, you're doing a satire. There might be some fair use argument in there, maybe.
So this is what you are into? Do we start with this one?
Well, before we really dive into what we're into.
Yeah.
I would like to play a quick game of Name That Tune.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. I thought you were going to play a Name the Tune sound song or something.
Oh, no. I no.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. But, hey, listeners, Hey, Booty Tangers, just pretend that Flula just played a little Name That Tune.
I'll do it.
Oh. Name That Tune, what is it? I don't 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 name that tune, what is it?
I think there's something wrong with my machine.
Yeah, I think so.
I like, remember...
It sounds like it's really far away.
It's like, I had like a simple one from like 1992 and it was great. And now this, I feel like a grandfather who's like, I used to have a Civic and it was easy and I could change my oil on my own. Now I have to go to the ship dealer. And I pay $400 and they're there and I pay all the monies. That's how I sound.
Your grandfather used to take his car to the ship dealer? Well, that might be problem one.
Okay. Well, I wish I could tell him, but he died, Alex. Okay? Awkward.
Name that tune, what is it? I don't name that tune, what is it? I don't name that tune, what is it? I don't name that tune, what is it? I don't...
So for this version of Name That Tune, yeah. I'm going to whisper a song... Into the microphone. No, into your ears, better.
Into my ears?
And then Kevin, Kristen.
Holy smokes.
What did I say that time?
Christian.
Did I say Christian or yes. Did I say Kristen? Are you jumping the gun a little bit on yelling at me?
I want to rewind this right away and listen to it.
Kristen.
Yes.
For you who don't know, I can't say the word Kristen without saying Christian.
Every time. Tin.
Like, and I apologize to Kristen, our producer, a million times because I mess up her word, the word being her name.
Yeah, but it's also her word.
Anyways, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to whisper a song into Flula's brain.
Okay. Oh, wow.
How will you get in there? He's going to play his version of it. Yeah. And then... Kevin, our wonderful producer, Kristen, our other producer, and Evan, our incredible filmmaker man who puts together the incredible and just amazing, and can I say incredible one more time? Because I think it deserves it.
I agree. Double those incredibles.
The video clips that you see on Instagram and other places, that's what he does. Anyway, so here's what's going to happen. Flula, here comes the song. I'm going to whisper it in your ear, and it is... All right, here it goes. Here's Flula's version of this mystery song.
Beep, 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 beep. Bow, 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 bow. 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 Bow, 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 bow.
You're lying.
Bow, bow, bow.
I would just like to describe the faces of Kristen, Evan, Kevin right now. Just horror, I would say, would be one word.
Yeah.
Pure
You've
confusion.
Lost that love and feeling.
That's correct.
Wow, she got it.
Yeah, I just realized when I made this part. That's actually You Don't Call to Say I Love You by Wonder Steve. You know? No New Year's Day.
That'd be a great Stevie Wonder cover band.
Wonder
Steve.
Wonder Steve. Yeah. Wonder Steve. It's like corporate Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, Wonder Steve. Glitter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. We've gotten off to a raucous start here.
Raucous.
Flula.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's the first thing that you're into right now?
I will tell you, it is very much because it's coming soon to the places near to you. It is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's already out?
Yeah, when we release this episode, there will be at least, I think, the new season has begun.
7 main characters will have died by the time you hear this.
This is released. Yeah. Of course.
But what you're already into hardcore
so hot.
Is the previous...
Six
seasons.
Six, yes, they were sexy, but they're
sexy.
Also,
6 seasons.
Yes, I've watched them now 3 times. I'm watching now for the 4th time all the way through because.
And to be clear, he is not kidding. He has actually watched all 100 hours something.
Who knows?
Of Game of Thrones 3+ times.
I've watched, 3+ times. I watch it when I have to make a pee or make a snack or need to go to a sleep place. I just, let's watch 8 minutes of this. Oh, oops, Eddard Stark loses a head.
Spoilers.
That's season one. If you don't know this, sorry to you. Maybe back up the truck and watch it. Yeah.
And just to be clear, you said you watch it while you're sleeping?
Before the snooze occurs, sometimes I'm like, I need to go. What can I think of that's nice to make me sleep very good? Oh, it's like ravens.
People getting their heads chopped off.
Well, it only happened one. Okay, two times. Yeah, because Rob Stark.
Some people haven't seen the whole season, the whole series. In fact, a lot of people. Look, no, I think that's true. I don't think you should spoil the whole series for someone who hasn't seen it yet. So careful with the spoilers.
Okay, at boom time. Booty Tangers, if you have not seen Game of Thrones yet and you want to see it at some point, please Instagram or tweet us so we know this is true. Because I think everybody know already. Everybody knows. Oh, Jon Snow was once. Okay, I cannot say anything?
No.
Okay. I like Game of Thrones because insert adjectives here.
No, I mean, you're able to. There's a way to talk about the series without talking about specific things that happen in plots.
So just beep myself? I'll beep myself.
You can say you love the characters. You love the world.
Yep.
Loving the world is not a spoiler.
I thought you were going to say a name. I was preparing a beep like, I love beep Lannister because of all the things that beep did.
See, that doesn't require beeping. That's not a spoiler. Do you understand what a spoiler is?
Yeah, like details.
Right.
Yeah.
Details that you wouldn't want to know going into it. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm talking to a man. This is true. If you go to a movie with Flula, go see a movie in a theater.
Yes.
And they start playing the trailers, he literally, I'm not kidding.
This is true.
Puts his head in the crash position, like when you're on the airplane.
Yep.
Covers his ears and goes, la, 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 like audibly. Because you hate spoilers so much.
Trailers, not spoilers. Yeah. I know there's four letters they share, but there's different.
But because the trailers are full of spoilers, you would say that that's why you hate trailers, right?
Yes.
So for a man who lives in a glass house, you shouldn't throw spoilers.
I would never live in a glass house because I would become sunburned immediately. And we all know that SPF is important.
Right. So I'm just saying, when you're talking about series, be careful with spoilers because there's nothing worse than having a whole series ruined by that you hope to someday see. And look, there's a lot of TV shows out there right now, so it's not really possible to see everything.
Alex, do you know what a trailer is?
We just talked about trailers.
A trailer is for something.
Okay. It was rhetorical.
When a trailer comes, it's showing you something that has not been shown yet.
Uh-huh.
So a trailer's like, this will come soon to you. I don't want to see this. If a show is around for like 10 years, it's like, it is here. I can speak about it. No? Is there not a statute of limitations?
I mean, I just think the general consensus on how to handle this is you don't spoil things just out of nowhere. Like on this sort of podcast, I think what you would do if you really want to talk about a bunch of spoilers, you'd say, hey, for those of you who haven't seen the show yet, I'm going to be spoiling a million things in the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
But, or you just talk about the show without giving away huge plot points. And the whole thing about Game of Thrones is constantly
spoils.
Big things happen, unexpected things happen.
Everybody dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a spoiler. Yeah.
That was a spoiler?
Well, kind of. Okay.
I like Game of Thrones because it's nice and good.
I will say, I'll say this. When I first watched Game of Thrones, I wasn't watching it in real time. And I had heard a lot of people say, all your favorite characters die. And I didn't like it. I didn't like knowing that because I was constantly ready for who's going to die now, who's going to die next. And I would have preferred to be truly surprised when someone died. And I always knew towards the end of a season, someone's going to die because that's what everyone always said. Oh, everyone's on Facebook. I can't believe, and I would try to look away, but I would see just enough. Like, I can't believe this person died. You know, so look.
Well, now we have officially spoiled that Game of Thrones is everyone dies. We have said this. So now I will tell you, I'm very excited to see who's going to die and who's going to not die. Well, I'm excited about this.
The new season is just like an empty castle. It's just like a wide shot of an empty castle because everyone's dead.
That's for six episodes of just an empty castle, like wind, dust, maybe a bird.
Oh, is that cup going to blow over?
Maybe.
No, it didn't blow over.
Did not, yeah.
Season episode one. Season 7, the cup stays.
Well, I'm afraid to speak of anything. I would just say I like Game of Thrones. This is something I am into so deep.
But do you not understand the concept of being able to talk about it without spoiling things?
It's difficult for me, yeah.
Right.
Because I can only
you
say...
You love to just like, I love when this specific thing happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? I really loved it because I cannot
but
say
But
then
who? What characters do you like that didn't die that you can but talk about without...
That is a spoil because that's saying they are still alive. Even this is a spoil.
So
I love
saying
Arya
that
Stark.
A character is alive
yeah.
is a spoil?
Yeah, because everyone dies. But oh, so I know now Arya Stark won't die.
Everyone dies except for just that one character?
Well, not many.
Okay.
Let's move on. What is your something you like? What is your thing you are into so deep?
Speaking of TV shows.
Yeah.
The TV show that I really like right now, that I'm really into, Killing Eve.
I've heard it's very nice. It's Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh. She plays sort of a middle management bureaucrat.
Oh, I'm in already.
In the British Secret Services. Sort of having a bit of a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
But then something unexpected happens.
Look at you protecting a spoil.
That turns her whole life upside down, and she has to track down this sociopathic killer who's played by Jodie
Foster.
Comer. Jodie Comer is so good. Sandra Oh is so good. The acting is amazing. Jodie Comer plays this sociopath, and her like physical acting is just incredible. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, just like the way she just embodies this character is you just never think she's acting. It's just like it's truly a sociopathic killer who's like pulling knives out of her belly and killing people in crazy ways.
Because
yeah, see, I don't think I spoiled anything yet.
Sounded like a spoil.
And the show is created
yeah.
by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who also did Fleabag, yeah, which you and I both really love.
She's a genius person. Yeah,
she is a genius.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah.
Fleabag also, as a side thing I'm into, it's a limited series on Amazon. It's so, so good, too. It all started with like a 10-minute one-woman play that she did. And then she created an Amazon series off of it. And now she's the creator of Killing Eve. And she was also in Solo as like the robot person.
I did not see it. Was she like dressed like, what's a C-3PO with the British? Like, I don't know what to do. Like
yeah, that. Basically. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Anyway, so Killing Eve, highly recommend it. What's great, it's good timing to get into the series right now because they just started season 2.
Oh, okay.
So you can catch up on season 1.
You can binge it. Yeah, yeah, get in.
You can binge it.
Yeah, binge it.
And then you can get right into season 2.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Any tips for viewers that are like, oh, what should I do? Do I bring a snack when I watch it? Should I not eat before I watch it? Should I wear some clothing?
I would say snacks always a good idea.
Great.
Clothing, that's really up to you.
Oh, one of those kind of shows. Alex, what are you telling the listeners? Booty tangers, cover your ears.
Here's a question for you.
Mm.
What shows should clothing not be an option for?
What do you mean? Like when you can wear anything you like?
Yeah, you were surprised that I said that clothing was optional for the show. What show would you say clothing isn't optional?
Oh, I think clothing is required for some shows.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm trying to ask you.
Okay. Yeah, so some shows where it is absolute required is like, well, to say your show, Flight of the Conchords. Because if you are nude on the couch listening to Flight of the Conchords, you're like, you're moving very good because the music is so nice. But if you are naked, then your bum is touching the couch and you are rubbing it on the couch. That can create some friction. And also, have you seen the dogs after they make it too? And they're just, they're on the rug, just kind of like making a weird like snail motion. Glock, 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 with the booty just going down the rug. And then you look and there is a little trail. This is what you will create if you are nude while you're watching Flight of the Conchords. If you're watching something like Jeopardy, you're just sitting there like, bing, what is the Daily Double? That's fine. You won't do anything with your...
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Flula, what's your next thing that you're into right now?
I'm into very deep, and this is like all times. I'm just loving it.
Yeah, sure.
It's In-N-Out Burger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guess what I ate for dinner last night?
Stop it.
Yeah.
What?
A watercress sandwich.
A watercress sandwich?
Yeah.
What is this?
No, I had In-N-Out last
night. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Wait, what's a watercress sandwich? Is it like Whataburger? What's a watercress
sandwich? Yep, it's just like Whataburger. It's the same thing, basically. In-N-Out. Why do you like In-N-Out so much?
Well, no. What did you eat?
Okay. Really simple order. Classic order.
Yeah.
Double, no onions.
Oh, look at you protecting your breath.
Extra pickles.
Yeah, always. Always pickles.
Chocolate shake fries.
Oh, you do it. You do it good like that.
That's it. What? You have weird orders.
Oh, is that true?
It's true. You'll do like a double with whatever you do on it. Then you have a cheese, grilled cheese, which is no meat.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes you do, what else do you do?
I have a weird relationship with meat sometimes.
Right. You have the burger with the most meat, and then you're like, not too much meat on the next one. It's like, why don't you just have two cheeseburgers?
Well, that's what I've switched now to this. I've now been going two grilled cheese, which is just everything but the meats.
Yeah.
Then I say light spread, add pickle, then I get a strawberry shake and a fries, and then I get a water.
Light spread, because ordinarily you're like, whoa, too much spread.
Too much spread up in this.
The spread's really good, though.
Okay, so spread on a cheese is weird. Like if someone gave to you a sandwich with cheese and also put mayonnaise and the mayonnaise is rub on the cheese, this is not good. You don't want the slime.
The mayonnaise is rub on the cheese.
Yeah, so
okay, sure.
Like if you open this and then you see like cheese, but there's like a white juice on it, who wants to eat this?
Well, since you describe it like that, now I really do. White juice on it?
Yeah, some white juice on your cheese. So, I'm not eating this.
So
that's why I don't do it. So light spread, it's just a little bit. It can get sucked into the bread, which is nice and crispy, you know? And then you go, and then the strawberry shake is also nice. I've never had the chocolate.
How does the In-N-Out Burger song go in German?
Rein und raus. Oh, yeah, I could do it for you, yeah.
Oh, please.
Hold on. Everything is just... This will be fast, Booty Tangers, I promise. This will be a very fast one, yeah. Rein und raus. Das macht ein Hamm. I'm getting bad at Lou. I quit. We're not. There's no more music. I'm unplugging it. I'm unplugging everything. Boom, we're done. No more music. It's like the man that breaks the guitar, you know, at the concert. But we have not even played a song. We just destroy the guitar.
Weird Al hurt his face doing that.
Oh, yeah. He set a piece of wood up his nose.
Yeah.
Boom time!
Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from Wix.com.
Oh, yeah.
With Wix, you can create your own professional website.
Mm.
Choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and what, Flula?
Oh, videos, Alex.
That's correct. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way
exactly the way me want.
Or you, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Want even more for your website?
Yes.
You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or even create an event. Like, what kind of event?
Any event in the world. How about a dinosaur staring contest? If you want to try Triceratops, this is easy.
If you want to try, yeah, that's good. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools.
Oh, not SEO tools?
SEO tools.
You're sure?
To get found on Google.
Oh, Google,
Search engine optimization.
Love it.
Wix has all the tools you need to create.
All the tools?
All the tools.
Every tool?
All the tools.
Okay, got it.
Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. What's the podcast called?
It's called Boom Time with Flula, but Alex, you're also very active.
Thank you. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours
today.
Today.
Yeah.
Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime to get 10% off. Again, Flula, that's...
I think it's Wix.com/boomtime. And then you receive 10% off. Let's do this, peoples.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time! What about you? What are you into now, Alex?
Well, another thing I'm into.
Yeah.
See, you hear what that was?
Crickets.
Yeah. It was called a dramatic pause.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm into?
What? Do I say something now?
It's called a dramatic pause. All right, let's do it again. You ready?
Yeah.
You know what I'm into right now?
No, I don't know it.
All right. Let's try again.
You're asking me a question, Alex.
I'm going to hold up my hand.
And it means a high five.
No. I'm going to hold up my hand. And when I lower the hand.
You say too slow, down low.
Here we go. So you know what I'm into right now?
What?
Oh, so you don't talk when I do it. It's called a dramatic pause.
So the question
is... Okay, here we go. Let's try it again.
It's the question...
Hey, do you know what I'm into right now?
Police.
Okay. Do you know what I'm into right now?
I don't know what you're into right now, Alex. Can you just tell? You're asking a question, but you don't want an answer.
Correct.
Great.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm really into Japanese whiskeys.
Oh,
right.
Hey.
I recently went to Japan, as we discussed.
Humble brag.
And I humble brag. Well, humble brag is like,
oh yeah,
I am so good looking, and it's a little awkward. Yeah. For other people, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oops, look at this boogie of me while I'm on the cover of Fortune 1000 magazine.
Good example.
Yeah.
So when I was in Japan, I sampled a lot of Japanese whiskeys. Mm. And I really got into them. They tend to be a little smokier, a little more like scotch, which I love. It's like kind of often halfway between what we consider whiskey here and scotch in Scotland. Or wherever you drink it. And they got a little more of a smokiness to them. And then I was walking down the aisle of one of my favorite stores, Costco, the other day. Shout out David Gentoli. And big Costco fan. We often call each other when we're at Costco to describe what our orders are.
Your orders?
Well, okay.
So you're like a list.
Really, you're a semantic man.
No, I just
you're an anti-semantic.
I've not been to Costco in many years.
Yeah.
So I didn't, it's like a new system, like you give them an order, they shop it for you.
You can do that, but...
You can?
Yeah, I think they're in that shop thing, or what's that called? When you... In Instacart. They do that.
Hey.
Anyways, but at Costco, they had a big selection of Japanese whiskeys, and I bought some the other day.
And did
at
you...
At Costco.
Do you like it?
Delicious, very good price.
A very good price.
Very reasonable price for the a lot of bang for your buck.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, great.
One of the ones I like best is called White Oak.
White Oak?
Which I brought back from Japan, and I don't think you've even tried it yet.
I have tried it. It was very delicious.
You have to say that, but...
What?
Yeah.
I did try.
Oh, good, yeah.
Oh, and it was very delicious.
Because you're a man who also enjoys whiskeys.
Yeah, and the scotches and the
scotches rye.
I've learned about it.
Germans can't say rye, can they?
Rye. Yeah, rye. What do you say?
Rye.
You have to like make your mouth become strange.
You're doing the impression of me again?
Yeah, rye. Baseball. Oh, Fluler. You're Fluler. What?
Yep. Yeah, so I highly recommend Japanese whiskeys. Enjoy them with good times.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for my other one?
Please.
MacGyver. Do you know it?
The original series or the remake with Will Forte?
There was a... Oh, MacGruber. MacGruber was nice. MacGruber! Hitty-wadity-booty.
They actually, I don't know if it's still on, but there's a MacGyver TV series.
I refuse.
Let's footnote that. I mean, and casting agents who do that, Flula, also would be happy to be on it.
Oh, would love it. Yeah, it's my favorite show.
Yeah. But the original series, have you been watching it on streaming? Or? No? Or?
I have an old DVD, and then I use it and watch it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you even have a DVD player?
No.
Okay.
No. So
there's something fishy with this story.
I know. Yeah. So I purchased, I didn't understand and did not want to buy like a TV and a thingy and a bum bum. And so this person was moving and they're like, hey, I have to sell everything. So I said, great, I will buy all of your things. And then I took a photo so I knew where the plugs are going. And then I put it into my living room. And then so I have a TV, but I have a PlayStation something. I don't understand games. But the PlayStation plays a DVD, and the DVD that I have is of MacGyver.
The PlayStation plays a DVD, and that DVD is MacGyver.
It's the only one I play.
So I used to really like that show as a kid.
Yeah.
How does it age?
It's so good. Yeah. He's very nice. Many things with gum, and he looks cool. It's a little cheesy, but in a nice way, like a lot of synthy music that are like, wow, but it's good.
You know, the thing I really liked about the MacGyver series was that he didn't like guns.
He never was with guns.
That was one of his character traits is he didn't like guns. He didn't want to use guns.
Yeah.
And I liked that so often in TV, especially that era, just like everything was just solved with like a big gun. And it was always he had to get more clever and he had to find a creative solution that didn't like he had to break out of something or convince someone to do something or defend himself, and he never just could just pull out a gun and just blow someone away.
No.
It always had to be more creative.
It was very fun. There's like a man with a gun, and MacGyver sees a gun. He's like, no, not today, gun. And then he goes, he finds like a sock, and then he puts it in the freezer, and then it becomes cold, and then he cuts it into like a bullet shape, and then he finds like a sandwich, and then like puts it between. He's like, eat this bullet sandwich, and he throws it.
It's like just close enough to actually have possibly been an episode.
That's
possible.
That's MacGruber a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I like to watch it because it's just nice. We receive everything very late in Germany. So like the shows are not old. They were old, but new for me, but old for you.
Yeah,
so
you're always a few years behind.
Always. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Great one. That's a great one to be into.
Thank you.
My final what I'm into is the new album by Jenny Lewis.
Why did you have to look at your laptop?
Because I actually don't remember what it was called. Let me look it up right now. Jenny Lewis. I got my laptop right here.
Technology.
I used to always say lab top.
Really?
Yeah.
Christian, what did you used to say?
That was a callback to every previous episode where I've sort of called Kristen, our producer, Christian. Because I have a blind spot with being able to say the word Kristen.
Even there, it's difficult. I can see it.
It's so hard. Kristen.
Tin. Just think like Kristen. Tin.
And it's rude of me to not be able to pronounce someone's name, isn't it? Isn't that rude?
Yeah, look, so think about like cat on a hot tin roof. It's not hat cat on a hot chin roof. Tin.
Hold on. It is cat on a hot chin roof.
No, it was a tin.
No, I'm pretty sure it's cat on a hot chin roof.
In Germany, it was tin. Perhaps with translation, we're like, we don't like this. We don't want cats on chins for safety reasons. For us, it was always a tin roof.
Jenny Lewis's new album, it's called On the Line.
On the Line?
On the Line. Jenny Lewis, originally from the band Rilo Kiley.
I know it.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah. She's made a few solo albums. She's made a few other collaborations. But I think, honestly, this is one of my favorite albums she's ever done. It's sort of medium rock folk. I hate, I'm going to stop myself, when people describe music. God, it sucks. I don't want to hear someone describe music. I want to hear just the music. But we're not really probably supposed to play the song.
Can't
so just trust me. Just use your internet device.
Okay.
Just dial in Jenny Lewis On the Line and just go listen to it because it's good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Quick, Alex, name your three favorite Jennies. Go.
There's an ice cream store near our house called Jenny's. Very delicious ice cream.
Oh, it's good.
Very delicious.
Okay, now it's one. Two more Jennies, Alex.
Jenny is a way you call a generator on sets, and often those are very handy to have at Jenny. And my third favorite Jenny is my very good friend Jenny Moslemi from Moscow, Idaho.
Real name.
That's her real name.
Jenny Moslemi.
Yeah.
Jenny Moslemi.
Yeah, Jennifer Moslemi. But
that's a great name.
It is a very good
name.
It's
a very good name.
Yeah. We used to just call her Moz.
Moz?
But she sort of grew out of that name a little bit.
She's like, listen, no, it's Jenny.
Well, I'm an adult now, a bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful Jenny list.
Yeah. What's your fourth favorite Jenny?
My fourth favorite Jenny is she's from the block.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I like Jenny from the Forest Gumps. She's like, where are
Jenny?
You? Yeah, I'm at a party with hippies. And sorry, I ruined your Black Panthers.
It's crazy. Eventually, she became president.
Who did?
Jenny.
She did?
Yeah.
Was she eligible after all of the acid use?
Apparently, because her husband was president, and then she became president.
I thought she expired. At the end of Forrest Gump, she's like, listen, I gotta go, gotta visit heaven.
Remember we were talking about spoilers?
Mm. Okay, I cannot spoil Forrest Gump, 1994 film.
Well, I also just spoiled the whole TV series, too.
Alex, I don't understand your spoil rules. I'm beginning to understand nothing.
Jenny eventually became president.
From the block.
Yeah. She was so good at being on the block, she was probably part of like the local city commerce or something.
I always thought she was a geologist.
Was she?
Yeah, she's like, listen, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
And she's like, listen, I've got a lot of these. Yeah. Some of them are geodes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you like anything else, Alex? What else are you loving and what are so deep? You're so deep. Oh, I can tell you what I'm deep into. Can I tell you? Ready? Oh, no, this is a real question. I don't have my hands up like you when you're like, teepee for my bunghole.
I thought you were doing a dramatic.
What? No. I'm into astro.
That still gets me.
What is?
Beavis and Butthead. It's still funny to me.
It's very good. It's just very good.
I am the great Cornholio. I need Tippy for my bunghole.
What does it mean? How did this become a like, when did this come from Michael Judge's face, you know?
Yeah.
How did?
Well, I don't know, like mid-90s, I think.
No, but how?
Oh, just creative genius.
Yeah. Exactly. Astrophysics.
That's your fourth and final thing you're into.
Think about this, Alex. We are on a rock right now, and this rock is turning. It is turning 64,000 miles in the hour. It's so huge. And yet in 24 hours, it makes a whole turn? This is crazy. We are on a large rock, Alex.
And we've got photos of a black hole now?
Crazy.
How is that even possible? What age are we living in?
Well, yeah.
A very exciting age is the answer.
55. Do you understand at light year what this means? If something is 55 million light years away, it means the light we are watching is from something that had to travel the speed of light for 55 million years. Alex.
It's far.
This is crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting. And all that sounds pretty interesting, but should we go back to talking about TV shows more?
I love it. Yeah.
Okay,
let's get back to it.
Yep.
Booty Tangers, what are you into? You should maybe tell us at Boomtime Show on the gram, as Alex liked to call it, the Instagram cracker. Is that racist? And at Boomtime Show on Twitter. Everyone, check it out and tell us what you are so deep into. I always know when Alex is quiet, I have said something offensive. I'm very sorry, guys. As everyone knows, I got this job through incest, and I apologize again for that. So,
hey, Fula, before we go.
Yeah.
You recently had a birthday.
I mean, everybody did.
That's true.
In geologic time, everyone has recently had a birthday.
But I haven't seen you since your birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I got you something.
You did?
And I'm going to give it to you live on this podcast, recorded live. It's not actually live, but it's recorded live.
Oh, Alex.
And
okay.
I'm going to get it out here.
I see an Amazon Prime box. Please tell me it's just one of those boxes full of air pockets that are making things soft.
I very carefully wrapped it in an Amazon Prime box. It may or may not have come that way. And here it is. I'm handing the box to Flula.
May I open it?
You may open it.
It's already open, so someone has already opened this?
Well, I made sure that it was the actual right thing.
I was correct. It's just these guys.
So just if you look under the plastic bubbles, the Flula was genuinely excited just to pop the packing bubbles.
I like that. Sounds like a philosopher. No, look under the bubbles, Flula. Oh, get out of the towns, Alex. Baseball. It's a baseball glove. Is it for a man who is a paw south?
That's correct. Flula is left-handed. I got him a left-handed baseball glove.
Yeah.
And Flula and I can now play catch in the park.
Yes.
You commented how you wished you'd had a baseball glove.
Yeah, I've been told that as a child, you're like, you have to sleep on the glove and like sit on the glove and put between your leg the glove and spoon the glove. And
You're talking about breaking in the glove, but this glove is pre-broken in.
Oh, so I don't need to do it.
Well, it's what they say is it's 90% broken in. Not sure what the extra 10% means, but Rawlings here makes a glove now that's 90% broken in. So you'll just have to play with catch with it a few times and it should be ready to go.
I like it.
Does it fit on your hand or is it too small?
It's inside my hand.
I can send it back and get a bigger one if you want.
Do you like the size?
I think it's a great size.
Oh, I remember I was watching old baseball peoples and they had very tiny gloves.
Oh, yeah. They used to it just barely covered their hand.
Yeah.
There was like no net. It just like hit right in the palm. Just painful every time you caught it.
But then there's a man who played for your team, the Mariners, who's from Japan and is very good. What is his name?
Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah, and his glove is like the size of five like femurs.
Five femurs.
It was. Do you remember? He's like, I am this tall and my glove is five times me.
Yeah, there's outfielders in the major leagues wear the biggest gloves possible typically. Oh, but there's a limit.
Oh.
Yeah, they're probably, I don't know. Not going to get into that. And they wear very large gloves because they have to catch balls, especially if they're going over the wall. They can rob some home runs sometimes.
Oh, I like to rob those home runs. Yeah. Thank you very much, Alex. And go America. I'm so excited to play your time past.
It's fine. Okay. Great. Well, this has been another stimulating and educational and just overall strange episode of Boomtime.
And I got a glove. Hashtag Gary Payton, nicknamed the glove for wonderful defense as he played for the Seattle Supersonics.
That's right. Was that the first NBA reference of this episode?
Yeah, I'd wanted to keep it for you so deep.
There should be a drinking game out there for all you booty tangers. Every time Flula drops a NBA reference out of nowhere, you should sip water and beer, coffee, depending on where you are and what you're doing. If you're driving, coffee. If you're at work, beer.
Yeah. I like that you just started listing liquids and everyone's just drinking all of those things. So, okay, so Alex, first a water, then a coffee, then a beer. Perfect. Then a monster.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Multiple choice.
Multiple yeah. choice.
But before we go.
Yeah.
One very important thing that we need to do. What is it?
Thank you for the glove, Alex. That's how kind not it. To remember my...
That's not it. What do we always do? Always
oh,
do.
Oh, a footnote.
Footnotes. Let's do the song together. You ready? One, two, three.
Notes.
Footnotes.
Footnotes.
Now is the time we do the footnotes.
Let's hear it.
Kristen.
Oh, that was pretty
good. What do you mean? I always say it that way.
You said it right.
Yeah. Mm.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Nice.
Yeah, who's there?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a couple for you.
I like it.
Okay. So, cat on a hot tin roof is correct, Alex.
Oh, I swore it was caught. It was caught on a hot chin rife.
That is very incorrect.
A hot chin roof. That I don't know what the geometry of that would be.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot tin roof.
MacGyver, the remake, is still on TV. It premiered in 2016 and has been on for 3 seasons.
Wow.
Every single 80s TV show they've remade. Every single one. I think literally every single one.
Lethal Weapon is back.
Magnum P.I.
Murphy Brown back.
Murphy Brown, yeah.
Roseanne.
They do Miami Vice?
Yep.
They're in the works. They're making it now.
Yep. Already a movie.
Yeah.
With Colin Farrell. And also, what is the man with the eyebrows? Oh, that is Colin Farrell.
Jamie Foxx is
Jamie
the other
Fox.
Guy.
Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
Great. Jamie Foxx.
Hey, two X's in your name. I got it. Yep. I mean, name another thing with two X's in the name. Xerox. That's it.
Did you ever watch the Jamie Foxx show?
No.
Yeah, he used to have one. He was good.
I watched In Living Color. He was so good.
Oh, my God. Shanae.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
So good.
Do you want to know what's inside a watercress sandwich?
Yeah.
It's actually not that exciting.
I want to hear it.
It is mayo, salt, and pepper.
Okay. This sounds
so not interesting.
So
cut this, Kevin. Cut this. Last thing. It is not, baseball is not America's time past.
What is it?
It is America's pastime.
Hold on, wait, rewind real quick. The ingredients of a watercress sandwich are
mayo, salt, and pepper.
Salt, pepper.
That's it.
And watercress.
Oh, I thought there was missing.
No, it's just mayo, salt, pepper. Is it bread? No. Is it water? No. Cress? No. Just mayo, salt, and pepper. And we call that a watercress sandwich. That makes no sense.
How about a watercress sandwich for you, eh?
Great. That's very confusing.
Just a dab of mayo and some salt and pepper.
And now you wonder why I'm confused by America.
That's what we call a watercress sandwich. It just feels like a very 1920s thing.
It does.
We didn't have the bread, we didn't have the watercress, but we had the malt and salt and pepper.
You just had a seizure from the 20s.
Yeah, it's too difficult.
Was that all the footnotes? Wonderful. Thank you, Kristen.
Sure.
I have a footnote.
Bring it, Alex.
Ichiro Suzuki just retired.
He did.
45 years old, he was still playing.
Well, that just tells you it's base. I mean, okay. If you can play a sport with 45 years old, your sport is a little...
I mean, there's some NBA players still hanging in there at 40.
Hanging in there is a key word.
Yeah, but I mean, Vince Carter can still play.
But Vince Carter is dunking. What's the man? He's like, I'm big and large. My legs are the size of Tonka truck. And I throw. What's his name? He's a large tum-tum. And he's like, oh.
What?
He's a pitcher.
What sport are you even talking about?
Baseball. He's very large. He's very large and very in charge.
I don't know. Has a tum-tum?
I don't know. Who cares? Cut this. Anyway, thank you so very much, everyone, for listening to Boom Time, a very fun podcast with me, Flula, and Alex Simmons. Thank you for my glove.
Flula's talking to me with his glove.
Sorry, I forgot. It's audio, not video. Everyone, please, booty tangers, listen to the show. If you did this already. Share the show, hashtag grow as a shower. Thank you so very much, everyone. Booty tangers, hashtag flubega. We're going to bring it back. And also listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcast and Radio FDOM.
Radio.com.
And then, for everyone concerned, this is a fake one. Boom Boom Tam Snip Snip, which is a wonderful radio show airing only in Nampa, Idaho. So all you Nampaneers, enjoy us on your show time.
Yeah, guys, that's really great. It's me, Alex. Just everyone, have a good night. I'm going home to watch Cat on a Hot Chin Roof.
Hey guys, raise the roof. It's Flula here doing the radio guy, and I can't do his voice right now because it's so hard. But I'm just going to keep going because who knows? And I'll just keep talking about Larry Bird. Who knows why? There's a bird in the sky. There's a bird in the sky. I must be talking about Larry Bird. A sky hook by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a great shot that he used to do in the 1980s.
I sound like a
boom time.
That sounds like a sports, like a rock jock, but you're actually Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. It's how sounded like. It's like if Scooby-Doo's Shaggy had a morning show in Indianapolis.
Yeah. It's hard to do your voice.
I agree. It
must be hard being in your head all the time.
Oh, it's a hot. It's hot out there for a flu.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bump time!